News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Texas election officials say they flagged more than 2,700 registered voters as possible non-citizens. As the Texas Newsroom's Lucio Vasquez reports, this follows a review of the state's 18 million voter rolls used a federal database.
The Secretary of State says county officials will now verify each voter's eligibility. Those who don't respond could have their registration canceled. Confirmed non-citizens who voted illegally will be referred to the Texas Attorney General. But voting rights groups warn the federal database, called SAVE, wasn't designed for elections and could mislabel U.S. citizens. Originally created to verify immigration status for federally funded benefits, the database was expanded earlier this year with the goal of preventing non-citizens from voting. A coalition of voting rights groups is now suing over that expansion. I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
The Uvalde School District is pushing for video footage of the deadly 2022 Robb Elementary School shooting to be released to the public. District Attorney David Campbell briefed the school board.
At the board's direction, we have also prepared a letter to the Department of Public Safety urging that they turn the video or a copy of that video surveillance back over to the district so the board can determine whether that should be released to the public.
Video surveillance from the school is under the possession of the Texas Department of Public Safety. A Houston City Council member says she wants the city to explore options to bring back four rainbow crosswalks in support of the LGBTQ community. The crosswalks were removed from the Montrose neighborhood earlier this week. Our Michael Atkinson explains.
When the Texas Department of Transportation first ordered cities remove messaging from roadways, it did carve out a path for exceptions. TxDOT's letter says exceptions can be granted for art with public safety benefits. Houston City Councilmember Abby Kamen says she wants to explore that, despite Mayor John Whitmire telling her the city couldn't afford the risk of countering the governor.
The way in which this has been handled was shameful and cowardly. The crosswalk was removed under the cover of darkness.
The city of San Antonio announced it will seek an exception for its own rainbow crosswalks. Some Houston and Harris County officials say they are also potentially seeking a legal remedy, even though the crosswalks have already been removed. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
In another Houston area, county has enacted a burn ban. The unincorporated areas of Galveston County are now prohibited from burning unless it occurs within an enclosure that contains all flames and sparks. Harris County leaders approved a similar measure last week. As of last night, 161 counties in the state are under burn bans. That includes all the counties that make up Greater Houston. All of this is due to a lack of rain in the region, but that will likely change this weekend. Rain chances will increase leading into Saturday, and then on Saturday, there's a 90% chance of precipitation in the area right now, according to the National Weather Service. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.